Welcome to Organizing with Ease. I'm Zina Tsiman with Firefly Bridge Organizing.
And I'm Deanna Mall with D's to Clutter.
This is where we talk about ways to make organizing easy so that we can enjoy our daily lives with less stress. This is episode 94, and today we have a question for you. What's the last thing you decluttered? Think about it and let us know. Go to Organizing with Ease podcast on Instagram and let us know in the comments the most interesting or recent thing you remember decluttering. And we'll share ours. So I just decluttered a bunch of outdoor stuff. We have a lot of gardening pots and things that I'd kept in the garage. And we just had a little bit of work done on our patio in the back. And so I'm getting rid of stuff that's broken, that's, you know, worn beyond use, those types of things that we tend to keep around in our garages thinking, oh, okay, I'm going to make use of this. And we're just not. Those things I've just decluttered. What about you, Deanna?
Well, yes. So I recently went into the garage and I found that there was a lot of things that we just didn't need, like more of miscellaneous items, you might say. So, you know, I have in the garage where it's like, you know, organized by zones, you know, we have the sports and mm-hmm. we have the cleaning and stuff like that. But in between all of that, it seems like over time, things get placed where they're not supposed to be because it's just it's like an easy, like, oh, you know, you get out of the car and you just kind of like drop it here.
Yeah.
So that is what I can say. I had a bag of like miscellaneous things, and it was really things that, one, no one looked for after they put it in the garage. And mm-hmm. two, some of the things were just, you know, toss it out because that's it. We're good. So basically a miscellaneous of just hodgepodge of things that just didn't really, which was nice because it actually was not brought into the home. It was left in the garage. So it was an easy way to literally just toss it.
You know, I think a lot of us get in that situation in our garages, because for me, in any case, it's out of sight, out of mind. If it's in the garage, I don't see it very often, and it'll tend to stay there more often than not. Even if, like, as I'm leaving the house, I see it and I'm like, oh, God, I gotta do something about that, or coming back in. And one of those was this lawn chair that was in there. Rusted. The entire frame was completely rusted with holes.
No.
It wasn't going to hold anyone.
Oh, no.
Why is it sitting there? Why is it still there? So when I did the decluttering of, you know, the gardening pots and, you know, there were some other things that we need to get rid of, that chair definitely went to, sadly, the landfill, but it was so bad.
It was time. It was time. Yeah. It was time.
And while it may seem easy for us to remember exactly what we just decluttered, for a lot of people, decluttering is a major process that they have to put a lot of energy and thought and motivation behind. Right, Deanna?
Yes, because it's the mindset. You actually have to be ready to go through the process, because there is a process to decluttering and organizing your home. So you literally have to put your mindset ready, and it will work. But it's that mindset over let's go to, oh, you know, right. I can wait another day. It's okay. It's not really bothering me.
And for a lot of people, it's that, I'm not going to call it a breaking point. I mean, we're talking about decluttering here, but it's that point you get to where you're like, no, we just can't do this anymore. We can't live with an overloaded garage and we can't fit our car in it. Or I can't live with my closet feeling like this every time I walk into it, where everything is jam-packed in there and it takes, you know, effort to pull a hanger out because everything is so smashed, you know, tightly together, that kind of thing. So sometimes it's that one thing that pushes you over the edge and you're like, okay, this is it. This is the day or the month or the year that I will begin decluttering because it's time. So yeah, it's a lot about mindset. And then it's about how do you keep going? What's the motivation to keep going? We know decluttering is difficult, a lot of difficult decisions. What am I keeping? What am I not? So yeah, motivation is a big deal.
It is a big deal. It is. It is actually a really big deal.
Which is why we're here.
Yes, because this is why we motivate everyone each and every Thursday. All right, Zenit, are you ready for some motivation?
Yes.
Okay. All right, let's go. Let us now get motivated for tax season.
Totally not what I expected you to say, but okay. Okay, I can do that.
Well, no, the reason is that If we don't get motivated for tax season, a lot of times we just don't get it done until your accountant asks for all that information. And then you're just like, oh, well, wait a second. Where are my receipts? What did I do with my 1099s, my W-2s, my, you know, all that information that your accountant is going to ask you to prepare for your taxes. So,
right. And then the stress level starts to increase day by day. You start to sweat and think about, I don't have all of this. I need to follow up. And it gets to be a more stressful time than it needs to be.
So now, why don't we just take advantage of February, since it's a little bit of a slow month, I would think, because, you know, there's no spring break. There's nothing really, you know, really pressing for right now in the month of February, that you could focus on tax season and getting that, I'm going to color code it, that red folder out and just start collecting and putting it in that folder or wherever that, wherever you might have that. How do you handle your taxes for your clients?
Well, so I don't handle organizing my clients' tax documents specifically. What I do help them with is organizing their paper filing in general, which sometimes will include the tax documentation, sometimes it doesn't. But we have in episode 73, and we'll link that episode in the show notes, we've talked about paper organizing and how to set up your various categories for organizing papers, which is where the red folder comes from, because red for Deanna was for taxes, which I love. But it's so easy. You open up that drawer, that filing drawer, and there it is.
All right. It just sticks out. It just sticks out. Yes.
And it's perfect. What I will say is that having a clear guideline from whoever your tax preparer is for what you must keep in terms of documentation and what you don't need to keep in terms of receipts and things like that. You know, what are the very specific items that you should keep and you shouldn't? And so if tax preparation is giving you a little bit of, you know, of stress at the moment, start there. Make a quick phone call and say, hey, look, I'm getting prepared to send you all of my information so that you can, you know, put my taxes together for me. However, I need to know very specifically, give me a checklist. What is it that you need? What is it that I need to send to you? What is it that I need to provide to you and by what date? And that way you have a clear goal and a clear, you know, what you need to accomplish by that date.
Yes.
How about you? How do you help?
I do the same way. And also a lot of times my clients, they like to do like an Excel spreadsheet where they actually have it all recorded like from last year. So they'll refer back to the prior year's return just so that they have a guideline. So let's say they don't hear back right away from their accountant or their bookkeeper that's handling their tax returns, but then they'll go back to the, you know, previous year's return, and then they'll identify if there's any like reoccurring deductions or anything that they might need. Also, they like to also stay up to date with their deadlines. So a lot of times they'll have it as a reminder or a ticker symbol on their phone or their calendar, just so that they can remind themselves like an upcoming tax that's due for them that might happen. So then we make sure that it's placed in their calendar or wherever their ticker reminders are placed. Sometimes it's also just on a manual calendar, and they like to highlight that as well. But the organizing of throughout the year is always good, not just that red tax folder, but then maybe another folder just to hold all those receipts that my clients like to keep. And then some of them actually go and do digital. So it depends on, but either or, it's a method that they've now made it a habit of doing. So it's some of it is simpler for them to collect all of that. But in the beginning, it doesn't work that way. You have to start small and you have to figure out what works for you. But, you know, I'm just saying some of those things, just like with you, Zenit, with the organizing of the paperwork ahead of time with your office, really reduces the stress and it's less overwhelming. Because papers, they don't move without it being touched. Like they just don't move. Like they just stay there and they just pile on. So,
and they just continue to build up.
Yeah. So when you see that stack of papers and you're just like, oh my gosh, somewhere in that stack of papers, there could be a tax thing that I might need or a tax something and you don't know, just looking at that stack already gives you anxiety, but just by the looks of it.
Right.
If you don't know where to start, always use last year's as a guideline to make sure that you don't miss out on anything. And then you just improve on it as far as whatever changes you have.
So let's talk about some ways that we can ramp up our decluttering game immediately. Decluttering game today. Deanna, what's one method that can help people to get a quick start?
Well, I actually have to tell you, there is one method, and don't think it's really funny, but it is funny, but it's not funny, but it's actually a true method. It's called a 3-box method. We've heard about the boxes themselves, but it actually has a name to it. And this is a really popular, I would say, decluttering technique that's quick and easy, where it's basically sorting your items in 3 distinct categories. And we all hear about, you ready? The keep, the donate, the sell, and the trash and the recycle. And that's where the 3-box method came from. It's from those three areas of when you're sorting. So basically,
Repeat those three boxes.
It's keep. Yes. Number one is keep. Okay. Mm-hmm. Number 2 is donate/sell.
Got it.
Number 3 is trash/recycle.
Got it. Okay.
So keep is for the box, of course, for the items that you definitely want to keep and continue using, right? Like that's the keep. The donate, the sell are the items in this box that are still in good condition, but no longer serve a purpose in your home, or it can be used now for somebody else by somebody else, right? The trash recycle, of course, these are the items that are really no longer useful because they're either broken, they're just not useful to you, and or they're just beyond repair. Like, to be honest, you just have to really, at that point, it's something where it's truly garbage. And if it can be recycled, please dispose of them responsibly, because we just want to minimize, you know, the waste and the environmental impact that, trash has on our environment. Absolutely. So basically, this really helps in streamlining and ramping up, as you say, Zenit, the decluttering process by going through these 3 clear categories of the 3-box method.
Yeah. And it keeps it so simple. I think, sometimes we start decluttering and we get a little overwhelmed, like, oh my gosh, is this... Wait, am I going to keep this? Am I going to use this? Do I need to donate it? Who's going to want it? Just focus on just simply sorting into very simple 3 piles. That's it. 3
That's it.
Boxes.
That's
the
it.
3-box method.
Yep.
And I think one thing that we just want to caution people about is, you know, when Deanna and I come into your homes, we'll come in and you'll tell us, okay, I want to organize my closet. I want to declutter my closet. I just need some simplicity there. And what do? Well, we take everything out of your closet. Okay, but we're professionals. we can handle the overwhelm. We know what it is to have clothing everywhere on your bed for that one day. We know by the end of the day, it's all going to be back in place. We know because we have a process that we follow. If you're doing this on your own, I caution you, please don't go into your closet and take everything out of your closet and toss it on your bed and then think you're going to get through the 3-box method in a couple of hours before your kids come home from school or before you get called to another meeting or before, you know, somebody has an emergency and you need to leave the house. And then you come back and you have this big pile, this big mess in your room, and it's just completely overwhelming and you just want to sit and start crying.
Actually, another way is just close the door and just walk out of the room.
Right?
Just walk away. And for someone
tonight, we're sleeping in the guest room.
That's exactly correct. That's exactly what happens. Yes, like forget it. I'm just not. So basically, yes, you do need to just kind of like start small, because these type of projects can get very overwhelming.
So another method that we want to bring up, a way to really ramp up your decluttering game immediately, is the days and items method. There are many names for these, but this is the method where we're talking about decluttering one space in your home. Pick a tiny space and we're going to start there. On day one, declutter one item, whether that means you're donating it or you know, giving it to someone in your neighborhood, to a friend, or you're throwing it away, or you're recycling it, one item. On day two, you're going to declutter two items. You're going to get those two items out of your home. On day three, it's three items, and so on until day seven, you're getting rid of seven items. Now, get this. At the end of 7 days, you will have taken 28 items out of your home because you're adding, yeah, seven items on day seven, yep. Six items on day six, five items. So 1 week, and you've decluttered 28 items that you no longer need from your home. Now, don't let this be, you know, set in stone. If you get to day four and you really can only find three items that you want to declutter, okay, fine. Do those three. Don't get hung up on the number. The idea is to continue to try to ramp up your decluttering through the end of that 1 week. By the end of that 1 week, you will feel lighter because you've gotten rid of a huge number of items from your house. So I like that method as a way to just get started quickly, ramp it up in one small area of your home.
Yeah, and actually, and it really, for everyone who's hearing this and listening to this, you should feel energized and refreshed when you see these items outside of your home and you come back to your home and you're like, wow. If you start small, like Zena just explained with this method, there is such an impact. Like it's, you might not think that the impact is big, but it's big enough that it will make a difference. And that's what it's all about, right?
Exactly. And I think, you know, remember that there are many ways to declutter. There are many ways to organize. And Deanna and I will, we work with our clients to find what works for them. But one thing that Deanna and I do with our clients consistently is we work with them. We have them define a vision. For me, it's a vision board. For others, it may be something else, but a way to define what's your end goal when you're working on decluttering. Now that's a long game. We're talking about a long game, but even in your short term, just ramping up your decluttering game at the end of this short amount of time that you're decluttering, that you're ramping up your decluttering right now, what is your goal? Is it, I want to clear out my junk drawer in my kitchen. Okay, perfect. That's a goal that's going to keep you motivated and energized for the next few days as you work on that. Or is it, I'm going to declutter my t-shirt drawer. Okay, that's where we're going to start. That's where we're going to focus. And there's a vision for that. There's a goal for that. And I think that's important to have before you just open up a space and say, oh, I'm just going to declutter.
No, it's true. And one thing is that when you are working on what you just mentioned, Zenit, a junk drawer, t-shirt drawer, every time you do this, you actually have to celebrate the progress. You have to celebrate what you've done. So no matter how big or small, you have to acknowledge that you have done a huge accomplishment and that you need to praise yourself. And you might just, you know, I don't know, take yourself out to lunch or have an extra, glass of wine at the end of the day just to share your celebration of the work that you've done. And you need to, you know, you should share that. You should, and you should be very proud of the results of the decluttering. Again, regardless of how big or small, but you do need to celebrate your progress. That's what I like to do with my clients as well, because it actually keeps the motivation going. And that's another way of ramping up, as we're talking about, our decluttering game, to acknowledge and also celebrate all of your achievements, all of your milestones to get there.
So let's recap just really quick. We just talked about a couple of ways to ramp up your decluttering. The first way will be to pick a small spot and use the three box method, where you will have one box for keep items, one box for...
So second box is donate / sell, right? You have your donate sell spot. And then the third box is trash, recycle.
Perfect. And then we also have the days and items method.
Yes.
Where over the course of 7 days, on the first day, you get rid of one item, the second day, two items, the third day, three items, and so on. Until the seventh day, you declutter seven items, you get them out of your home. And all of that is guided by a vision, a goal that you have for decluttering that small space. And you keep yourself energized and motivated by celebrating every small success you have. Every step that you take, you're celebrating. Piece of chocolate, glass of wine.
Whatever it is. Yes. Friend. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Because just know that Zena and I are your cheerleaders. So no matter what, we are here for you to keep you motivated. Thanks for joining us today. Please leave us a quick review. Reviews help others find our podcast.
And follow the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts so you never miss a new episode. Remember that a new episode comes out every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Time. And join us again next week for more organizing ideas and tips. Until next week.